This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 12, and today's devotion is titled, The Heart of Her Husband. The Heart of Her Husband. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs 31:11. It says, The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Can your husband trust you? Trust is one of the most basic and most important aspects of any healthy relationship. In order to feel secure in our relationship, there needs to be trust. The Proverbs 31 woman is a good wife. She blesses her husband with goodness all the days of her life, and her husband can trust her. When you get married, you make a commitment to be trustworthy. The most obvious form of trust in a marriage is the vow to remain faithful and monogamous in your relationship. We trust that our spouse will remain physically faithful and emotionally faithful to us. This means that as wives, it's never a good idea to become involved with other men, even if they're just friends. Now, some of you may wonder what the harm is in having a male friend when you're a married woman. But the easiest way to avoid having an emotional or even physical affair is to never be alone with another man. It's so easy when you have a male friend and things aren't going well in your marriage. If you start complaining or confiding your problems with a guy friend, you're setting yourself up for disaster, because it's so easy to become emotionally dependent on another man when your husband is not fulfilling your emotional needs. So avoid confiding in another man. Bottom line, it's just a bad idea. The risk is too great, the pain is too great, an emotional or even physical affair destroys the bonds of trust, and it can take a very, very long time for those bonds to be restored. So it's better to just play it safe and stay away from danger. And now I want to talk about some other ways that you can break your husband's trust. First of all, are you dependable? Does your husband know that you will follow through with your responsibilities? Does he know that if he needed to bring home a coworker, that the house would be neat and he wouldn't be embarrassed? If he asked you to iron his shirt or take his suit to the dry cleaners or to call the plumber, does he know that you're going to follow through and do what he's requested? If you're forgetful, like I am, it's helpful to make a list of the things that you need to do. Each day you can make your to-do list, and at the very top of the list, put those requests that your husband has made at the top and make sure that you do them first. What about your moods? Can your husband trust that for the most part you're going to be pleasant and agreeable? Or does he come home and wonder what your attitude's going to be like, if you're going to fly off the handle at the drop of a hat or be angry 1 minute and happy the next? Do you keep your household stocked with basic items that you need? Do you keep in mind when you're doing the grocery shopping what foods your husband enjoys eating? Are you organized at home, or do you lose your papers, bills, and other documents? Do you have to fight to find socks? Is the laundry never done? Does he open his drawers and wonder what he's going to wear because there's nothing there? There's so many ways that we can break our husband's trust. What about how you mother your children? Are you a good mom? Are you sweet and kind and loving to your children? Does he know that you cherish them? Or do you spend most of your day frustrated and yelling and crying? Or maybe you're just too plain busy to pay attention to the kids. Do you make sure that the children are weaned and well-groomed? Do you cook good meals for your family? Are you thoughtful when you plan the menu? How about how you spend the money? Do you respect your husband by staying within the budget and not complaining when the money has run out? Can he trust you to spend the money wisely? Or do you hide your purchases from him? Can your husband trust you not to run him into debt? There are so many ways we can build trust or break our husband's trust in us. Today, give it some real thought. Think about how your husband trusts you. Whatever area you're struggling in when it comes to trust, ask God to help you become the trustworthy helpmeet that your husband needs you to be. Ask God to help you be dependable and wise in your decision making. Today, make a list of the things you need to remember and keep it in a handy place, such as the kitchen counter or on the fridge, somewhere where you're going to see it. And then make sure you go back to that list often and try to get those things that your husband has asked you to do done first. He'll appreciate it. And if you start getting those things done on a daily basis, he's going to realize that you are dependable and that he can trust you. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you once again that we can come to you and ask for your help in our time of need. Please be with each one of the ladies listening today. Help her to see with wisdom how she can be more trustworthy in her marriage. Please bless each one abundantly. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Money Matters.